Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.immc.org for Tuesday, November 24th, 2015. Palestinian driver injured by army gunfire after ramming soldiers with his car and fighter jets hit Gaza. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. A Palestinian man was shot by Israeli forces Tuesday after he drove his vehicle into a group of Israeli soldiers at Za'atar checkpoint in the central West Bank. Three of the soldiers were lightly wounded and one was moderately injured, according to Israeli sources. But it was unclear whether this was an accident or intentional ramming of the soldiers by the driver. The Palestinian driver was shot multiple times and wounded badly. He was reportedly taken by the Israeli army to a hospital, but it's unknown which one. On Tuesday at dawn, Israeli soldiers invaded several Palestinian communities in different parts of the occupied West Bank, broke into and searched dozens of homes and kidnapped 19 Palestinians. Home invasions and kidnappings were reported in Hebron District, Nablus and Salfit, Palestinian sources reported. Moreover, Israeli forces manning a military checkpoint set up near the Ibrahimi Mosque in Hebron assaulted two correspondents working for the Palestinian Wafa News Agency and Beit Salem, the Israeli Human Rights Center. According to the two journalists, both were assaulted and roughly handled by Israeli soldiers after they crossed the checkpoint placed near the Ibrahimi Mosque. Elsewhere, the Israeli army on Tuesday continued to breach the truce agreement reached between the Palestinian and Israeli sides under the Egyptian auspices earlier in August 2014, launching an airstrike on a site in central Gaza. However, no injuries were reported. Israeli F-16 warplanes fired at least two missiles targeting a location near the entrance of Al-Maghazi refugee camp, resulting in its destruction, local sources reported. Reconnaissance drones reportedly hovered over Gaza at low altitudes through the night hours until dawn amid firing of flares and thermal bombs. The attack came in response to a missile that was allegedly fired from Gaza towards an area in southern Israel, causing no injuries or damage. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was a Tuesday, November 24th, 2015, news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.